AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hello, everybody. My name's Abby Murphy. If you don't know me, I'm Abby Murphy. If you do know me, hi, it's Abby. How you doing? Let's catch up. Let's go get coffee. Let's go hang out together. This is my podcast, and that is the intro. Yay! I did it! Awesome! Usually how this goes is I start off with a little life update, and then I get into the real nitty-gritty Jesus-y talking and doing things, and yeah, so we're just gonna go right along with that. But first I wanted to just give you guys an update on like all the things that I've been doing in my life. So if you're not interested in this at all, then just hit the little fast forward button. It's not even gonna make me sad. Well, it might be a little sad just because I like to talk about fun things, and well, it might not be fun for you, but it's fun for me. So anyways, I'm still here in my closet. For those of you that have been listening consistently, I am at home right now because I'm on winter break and I'm recording in my closet and my family's downstairs right now. And I was like, guys, you have to be quiet because this microphone literally picks up everything. And so downstairs, we currently have a dog, my sister, her, well, I don't want to spoil it, but her mans, and my mom and her mans, who's my dad. They're married, so that's not really spoiling anything. But yeah, I'm at home, and I was supposed to go back the 5th, so I'm recording this on a Thursday, so it's December 30th. I was supposed to start classes at Belmont, which is the school I go to, on the 5th. However, classes have just been announced for the next 2 weeks that they're going to be online. Personally, I think it's going to be longer just because, like, I'm all for, like, think on the positive side, yes, but also I don't want to get my hopes up, and I don't want, like, if my gut is like, it's going to be longer than 2 weeks, I don't want to, like, just fake myself out and get my hopes up. But also I'm kind of content with being home because I've been traveling a lot on this break, and it's, I hate that COVID's acting up, but it's also nice to just be able to kind of, like, rest and be at home some more, just because this season of school that I went into, which I can do a podcast episode on that, which I honestly probably will, because it was like just such a crazy time. But I'm just not like mentally, I have to really be prepared to go back and manage my stress better and manage all the new emotions that I had experienced better. And I just felt like with all the travel, I might not have been ready for that. I don't know. So I'm going to use these extra 2 weeks to do my online school and really just rest, be with my family, be at home, be grounded in the place that I love so much, and look on the bright side of things in that way, and hope that everyone stays safe out there. Please, please, please stay safe out there. I don't really know much about, like, the medical side of things. It scares me. I want to stay educated, but also it comes to a point to where, like, I get so scared of just talking and about it all the time, and it's like, if we just continuously talk about it over and over and over again, we're gonna drive ourselves insane. So let's just think on the positive side of things, uplift each other, assume the best in everyone, no matter what differences you believe in, and let's just live our lives. Let's just live, honestly. So that's an update on school, an update on my family. Well, I guess I should do an update on the vacations first. So I came back home. I was home for like a little bit less than a week. And then my family and I went to Atlanta because that's where I'm from. Well, I'm from Georgia, the Ackworth area, but, my family and I, well, no, we didn't go to Atlanta. We went to Jasper, Georgia. But Yeah. Anyways, my family is like all from around Georgia, close to Atlanta, Acworth area. And my grandma has a place in Jasper, Georgia. And so we went there for Christmas and it was so fun. And we got to see all the family. And my cousin from Hawaii came, and her boyfriend, and my aunt and uncle came, and my other uncle, and my grandma, and literally everybody was there. And yeah, it was really, really fun and a great time, and Christmas cheer and spirit and love and live love and cookies and hot cocoa and fun times. We did a lot of hiking. We did a lot of playing with the dog. My sister fell down the stairs and bruised her bum bum. It was a great time. And then straight from there, we came home that night and left at 3 o'clock that morning to go to New York. It was amazing. It was so fun. And we spent like 4 days there. Day one, what did we even do? We got there day one and then oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot. So day one, we went to the Brooklyn Bridge and my sister got a little surprise, also known as a proposal, under the Brooklyn Bridge by her now fiance. And his name is Zach. Hey guys, if you're listening, if you're not listening, you're fake fans. Fake fans. I'm just kidding. The Christianly spirit in me is saying that I love you, but you're still fake fans. And it was beautiful. I was lucky enough to be able to be in on it and get to capture the whole thing. So if you want to go check out their video and behind the scenes video, you can go on my YouTube channel. The link is I'm pretty sure it's in the bio of the podcast, but you'll be able to find the link somewhere. I have it posted on the Instagram. That's at the That's Life Pod on Instagram. Where I really post everything. I'm trying to get a TikTok started, but I go through phases in TikTok where, like, it's good and it's, like, a healthy obsession to where it's, like, I'll get on it, like, 30 minutes out of the day. And then it slowly increases until I'm literally on it all the time. And then I delete it and then the cycle continues. So right now I'm in a season of deleting it. But I don't know. Who knows what the future will hold. Day two, We went to bed early that night, and then day two, I got up early and went to the gym because I just love the gym, and I used to have a really unhealthy obsession with the gym, but I'm in a season of recovery and have been for a while now, and it's really just a great release of energy, and it brings me lots of joy, and this gym was so cool. So the place where we stayed is called the Marriott, and it's in the middle of Times Square. And so the gym, literally there's like treadmills and it's all covered in glass. And so the treadmills are right by the glass and you look out and you see Times Square. It's literally insane. You feel like you're going to just like fall into the billboards, which honestly it would be fine if I lived, because I would be like flying in Times Square, which is like low key a dream, but scary. Don't try it. No. Anyways. Yeah. So got to do that. And then, we went to, we ate breakfast at the hotel, super nice buffet. And then I'm a very adventurous eater. So, I like to try all of the new weird kind of foods. Tofu has been a big obsession for me lately. So I tried like all the tofu options in New York. Like I tried like tofu cream cheese and like vegan sausage and I don't know, it just like sparks my interest. But anyways, that was my food journey in New York. That day we saw Music Man on Broadway. Thank goodness that we saw Music Man because it closed the next day because of COVID, but I got to see it with Hugh Jackman. Sadly, Sutton Foster was not there because she had COVID, but yeah. So then the day after we saw Mrs. Doubtfire on Broadway. Well, my mom and I did. And then my sister, her fiance, and my dad went to go see Dear Evan Hansen with Jordan Fisher. All the shows were amazing. We got to walk around Times Square. We went and got like some cookie dough. Why am I drawing a blank on what we did? We just like walked around a lot. We went to like the 9/11 memorial. We went to this place called the Little Island, which was my favorite. And I felt like I was walking around in a Dr. Seuss book. Like it's Hudson Yards and Little Island are like right by each other. And some random guy just gave us a $50 gift card to go get coffee. Like it was just a magical place. Like people were just so nice there. One thing that I thought was really funny was, like, all the people that we would talk to, like, we'd be like, hi, how are you? Like, in the elevator, and they're like, where are you guys from? And we're like, Kentucky. And they're like, oh, that explains why you're friendly. And I'm like, dang, that's crazy how, like, the different regions, like, people in New York, they just go where they need to go. They don't stop. They don't piddle. They don't, like, you know, go around and talk to everybody. But I guess down in the South, we're real friendly. So I take it as a compliment. Honestly, I think that's the power of Jesus. I think we should want to get to know everybody, and not in, like, a creepy way where it's like, don't talk to strangers. Like, yeah, don't talk to strangers. That's scary. Stranger danger. That's why I carried pepper spray on me. But also, like, in a friendly place, in the right environment, like, be open to just asking someone how their day's been. Talk to someone in the elevator. Be a lively, joyful spirit. I think it's a great thing. And then the fourth day, we came home. That was yesterday. And now I'm here in my closet. And life's been pretty grand. And then I leave for Passion on the 2nd. And then I guess I'll come back home and do school. And try to figure out how that's going to be online. I've never done college fully online, so I don't really know what to expect. But hopefully it'll be okay. Upcoming news in the podcast, I'm going to start having guests. So if you want a guest, a specific person, this can be someone near me, someone who I could, like, email and reach out to. I don't really know. Zoom call guests are a thing, regular whatever people in my hometown, and, you know, whoever you want to be a guest, like, I don't know. I'll try it. Doesn't hurt to try. So either DM me, or I'll keep posting, like, little stories of, like, who do you want as a guest? Who do you want as a guest on the Instagram? So, yeah. Which, by the way, again, if you missed it, it's at the That's Life Pod on Instagram. So, yeah. I'm going to start doing guests. And then hashtag That's Mama starts in January. Oh, my gosh. Wait. In January's... Wait. It's going to be 2022. Oh, this is just crazy. Yeah, that's pretty much it for the pod. I'm really excited for what's to come. The month of February, I kind of have some thoughts going on to do with, like, relationships. I might do, like, a series, like a month series, since February is kind of a short month, on, like, something revolving around that, since it's, like, the love month. Because one thing I've learned, oh my gosh, around the holidays, being single is hard when you are surrounded by people who are all in love. Like, I love being single, and this season of singleness, I am trying to use to the best of my ability and really just grow as a person and focus on the Lord. But dang, it is hard to not feel lonely sometimes when you see people getting engaged, or your parents are holding hands in front of you, and your sister and her fiance are holding hands behind you, and you're sandwiched in the middle of these two couples, and you're just like, here I am, chilling. But it's fine. It's fine. And it's just around the holidays, it's tough. Everyone who is single can relate in some way. And if you say that you don't relate, you're either just getting over your breakup and you're, like, on that, like, high right now, or you're lying. And that's all I have to say about that. So single squad up. But honestly, the season of singleness has been really, really good. And I'm just very, honestly, I'm very at peace. I'm very at peace with where I am right now, which is something I wouldn't have been able to say a while ago, just, like, mentally with emotions and, you know, even physically with dealing with, like I mentioned before, an unhealthy obsession with exercise. So, yeah, I'm really at peace right now, which is something I can confidently say, and I'm very thankful for, because I haven't been able to say that for a while. And that kind of leads us into our topic for today. This was a really, really long intro, but I just had to catch you guys up. But what we're going to talk about today is, as you can probably guess from the title or just from when I'm posting this, it's going to be New Year's resolutions. Yay, yay, the crowd goes wild. Oh my gosh. Ah, this is amazing. Yeah, so I feel like there's this stigma around New Year's resolutions where it's like, all right, January 1st comes and, you know, you stop cold turkey, you become a new person, and, you know, the day before you just, like, go crazy and you do whatever you want because it starts new on January, and then you go 2 weeks in and then you're like, okay, this isn't sustainable, I can't do this, and then you just go right back where you started in this vicious cycle of just trying to navigate and trying to figure out, like, what the heck am I doing? And we get so caught up in, like, trying to achieve these goals for ourselves when, in all honesty, we shouldn't be trying to achieve anything for our personal benefit before the benefit of the Lord, which is something I've really had to wrap my mind around and come to learn and am still learning, is like these goals that I have, like you want the best for yourself. Just you want to feel confident, you want to feel good, you want to be proud of yourself, you want to love yourself, and so you make goals so that you can achieve that. But there's a fine line between achieving goals that glorify yourself to where you make yourself an idol, and making a goal for yourself in order to be a servant of the Lord and to serve the Lord. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that and just talk about like some practical ways to go about your New Year's resolutions, maybe some ideas, because I have a New Year's resolution. I'm not really a big New Year's resolution girl. I think if you want to start something, then just start it. But I have a New Year's resolution for like the first time in like a couple years, maybe like four, that I'm really excited to share. But let's open up in prayer and then we'll get into our discussion today. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this wonderful day, and I thank you for letting me get through this podcast in one take. Usually I have to stop it every once in a while and kind of like gather my thoughts, but thank you for a really smooth intro. It was really fun. And I'm really glad that you've given me a voice to be able to share and to speak with other people. I thank you for the growth of this podcast. And I thank you that, you know, everything's just working out the way that it's supposed to in your plan. And I'm just going to sit back and let you do what you want to do, because that's the goal of this podcast. And I pray that that comes across through the listeners and whatever they're doing and however they're listening today. I pray for each and every person listening to this podcast, and I pray that they are moved in some way and that this discussion can be beneficial to them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, let's talk about it. New Year's resolutions. I never really liked them. I think you like start really good, but it's kind of more of like a January challenge, in my opinion. It's like January is like really good, and then you just kind of like forget about it. Example, which everyone talks about, but like so many people come to the gym at like on January 1st, and then about a month in, there's like half the people that started. And you know, it's just like these stereotypical, like, oh, I'm gonna go on this diet, or I'm gonna do this, or, and you know, side note, I feel like New Year's resolutions, majority of the time, are like based on your body and like how it looks and losing weight. And you know, that we've definitely like grown as a society in steering away from that and more like focusing on body positivity and sustaining a healthy lifestyle rather than like a fad diet. But I still think that's something that needs to be noted, is like this New Year's resolution, like focus on body, you need to make sure that you're, again, doing it for the right reasons. Like your body is a temple. Your body is a vessel that you use to be able to follow what the Lord has planned for you. And if you're doing something to it that can take you away from that, if you're focusing too much on yourself or your appearance, then that's idolizing yourself. Or if you're focusing too much on burning the calories, then you're not going to have enough energy to fulfill your other duties as a Christian. So I think there's a very healthy balance in that as well. But that was just my little side note. But yeah, I feel like, especially for me, I am a very all or nothing kind of person. And so like when I want to do something, I want to do it. And it's very easy to be like, okay, new year, I'm just going to jump right into this and totally change everything about me. I have this goal in mind and I'm going to accomplish it and then some. And I'm going to just like go all in and do it. And I think that mindset is where we fall. Because things take time. If we look at it in comparison to a relationship with the Lord, it's like this journey, and you've probably heard this, but this journey is not a sprint, it's a marathon. You have to pace yourself. You have to slowly implement little things so where you can grow in that journey of accomplishing your goal in order to have it actually be accomplished. And in addition to that, it's once we reach our goal, We as humans, it's never enough, you know, like, oh, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. Okay, you lose 20 pounds. Oh, well, I can lose 25. Oh, I can lose 30. Oh, I can keep going. And that's a very unhealthy place to be. Or like, oh, I'm going to I'm going to read 50 pages today. Oh, well, I only did 30. Oh, well, okay, well, I only did 20. And then you just stop, and then you get on your phone, and then you get on TikTok, and then next thing you know, it's time for another New Year's resolution. Or, I'm going to serve someone every week for X amount of hours, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. And we set these super, super, super huge goals. But if we really want to be able to sustain it, I think it should be the opposite. And I think we should start out small and then slowly grow and grow in a journey and not even have an end goal in mind, but rather what can I do in the present and focus on the present right now in order to better myself for what the Lord has planned. Because if we set these goals for ourselves without even like thinking about what the Lord has planned for us, then we're so narrow-minded in the fact that we're working for something that we can accomplish on this earth rather than working for something that the Lord has planned so we can accomplish it so that we're able to live eternally with Him in heaven forever. And that's something that I've learned over the years. And so what I used to do is I would kind of like be doing really good just in life and then kind of fall out of it. And then each month I would say, okay, well, I'm going to do these three things and focus on these three things this month. And then I would focus on those. And then I'd say, okay, well, it's the next month. So which things do I think I can keep? Which things do I want to switch out? Do I want to continue working on these goals? Do I want to, you know, start three new different goals because those three things that I was focusing on don't really benefit my purpose as a Christian? And just figure out what works for you. But I strongly, strongly urge you as you go about this new year to start out small, start out with baby steps. For example, if you want to read your Bible every day, but you have not picked it up once ever in your life, or you pick it up when you're at church and that's it, or you don't really know how to study it, if you just like crack open and just like start reading chapters upon chapters upon chapters, if that's how you do it, great. I applaud you so much. Please teach me. But I strongly urge you to find a mentor or find a guided study or find something to kind of like ease you into it to where you don't have to continuously read chapters upon chapters. You can start out with a couple verses and kind of ease yourself into it and pray about having the desire to read the Bible. Pray about wanting to learn more about the Word of God. In every goal that you have, I urge you to pray for it. There's so much power in prayer. I urge you to pray for that goal, but I also urge you to pray that it's for the right reasons. It's for glorifying the Lord and that you have an urge and a desire to do it. The verse, oh wow, I just picked up my phone to look. Oh, I'm making so much noise. I just picked up my phone and this microphone literally like picks up everything. Like, do you hear that? Do you hear that? Like literally I could like move my right nostril and the microphone would pick it up. But anyways, the verse, which I think I've mentioned this verse before, but this has been my semester verse for the first semester of college and I'm bringing it into the new year. Psalm chapter 37 verse 4, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. I absolutely love this verse and I loved it once I fully understood it. Pastor Mike Todd with Transformation Church explained it as, when you come close to the Lord, when you take delight in the Lord, he will give you what your heart wants. Not he will give you what you want, like you yourself. He will place in your heart what you desire. And I think that's so beautiful to focus on. So I think if you are looking for a verse to take into the new year to help you get motivated and in goals, maybe you want some goals and you don't really know what they are, delight in the Lord and he'll bring about passions in you. The closer you get to God, the more you become like him, the happier you'll be. Sadie Robertson said, assume the best in people. I think that's something we should take into the new year. There's so many different opinions out there, so many different mindsets and judgments, and especially with like text messages and cyberbullying and all this technology that we can take so negatively. Assume the best in people, spread positivity. It's so simple. You know, you'll be such a better, happier person if you just assume the best in people. So yeah, I think that's some things to bring into the new year to apply to your goals. What I'm doing for the new year, which I'm so excited about, I have some just mindset goals. I'm going to focus more on strengthening my body rather than the running. If you guys know me, I love running, but for being able to live a long time without injuries, strength is more important. And so I'm going to focus more on strength this year rather than endurance. That's my physical. And then my mental is just always starting the day off with the Bible. I'm going to try to read the Bible more than I do anything else. The biggest one is going to be the phone. Reading the Bible more than I'm on my phone, that's going to be the biggest one, especially with, starting up this new podcast, Instagram, and possibly TikTok. I don't really know, but, and like texting people, and it's going to be hard, but it's going to be worth it. And I think I can do it. I think I can do it because I'm going to constantly pray over it. I'm going to meditate on why I'm doing it. And if the Lord says, hey girl, which I don't see him doing this, but if he's like, hey girl, ease off of the Bible a little bit. Okay, I will. Or, I don't see that happening, but hey, you never know. God can do anything he wants. He's God. And then for my like challenge, which I'm so excited about, I've never been excited about a New Year's resolution as much as I am this one. But for this year, I'm going to do one thing each month that I've always wanted to do and never done before. And I have it all planned out. I have it written out and I can't back out because this semester, like the past 4 months, I've been so focused on work and so focused on, being the best that I can and really, really working. I forget that like being social and having fun and resting and enjoying life is like a part of life. And that sounds really sad, but it's true. Like I told you guys, I'm all or nothing. Like if I'm going to work, I'm going to work. And I forget that like I need to schedule in social time. I need to schedule in rest. I need to schedule because I have to schedule everything, but I need to schedule in time for myself to just enjoy where I am and enjoy the life that I'm living. And so that's why my word for this year is spontaneous. I want to be spontaneous. I want to live spontaneously because like I mentioned in, I think it was the last podcast, but majority of Jesus's ministry was interruptions. Majority of how he was able to serve was things that he didn't have planned. And I am a slave to my schedule. I want a plan. I want to be able to do things. And it can get to a very unhealthy place. And it has. And it has this semester into where I just block out everything else. I put on my little, like a horse has the little blinder thing so they don't see anything. That's like me. I just block out everything else and I almost get to a point where it's like not self-idolization, but like myself is the only thing of like working. I don't know how to like word it, but you get what I'm saying. Like it's there needs to be a healthy balance of focusing on yourself and serving others. Because as Christians, we are supposed to serve others. And I lost sight of that. And I'm being really open, but I did. And so that kind of inspired as I the last 2 months have really been like growing and figuring out and navigating, the struggles of college. Spontaneous was the word that came to mind. And I want to be spontaneous this year. I want to do things that I don't have planned because that's the beauty of serving the Lord is you never know what can come out of what you don't have planned because we don't have our lives planned. He has our lives planned. And so why should I worry about my schedule when I tell people so often it's not our plan? I need to practice what I preach. So that's what I'm going to do this year. So I'm going to do one thing every month that I've never done before, step outside of my box, step outside of my comfort zone and just live, really live. So January, I'm going to do goat yoga. I'm so excited. And then somewhere in the year, I want to do a half marathon. Somewhere in the year, I want to try cupping, like the things that you do on your muscles, like where you like, it like cups your back. I don't know. I've just always wanted to do it. What was some of the other stuff that I had written down? Oh, I want to take surfing lessons. Oh yeah. I didn't announce this in the intro. I'm studying abroad for a month in May in Hawaii. So there's that. so excited to see what the Lord has planned for that. I feel really, really excited about what's to come with that. But yeah, so when I'm there, I want to take surfing lessons. So I'm going to do that. I want to join a worship band sometime, or like do some sort of worship thing 1 month that I've never done before. Maybe like go to some worship room in Nashville. Like they have so many worship opportunities there. I have so many different like ideas written out, and I'm going to place them throughout the months. And I don't have every single month planned out, but I have like the first couple of ideas to get the ball rolling, to kind of get me inspired. Like I want to take a cooking class, you know, just some, and they don't even have to cost money. Like one can be an all nighter. I can't remember the last time I stayed up like super, super late. And I've always wanted to pull an all nighter, and I've done it like once and then regretted it. But there's something beautiful about just like sleeping all day after you've stayed up all night. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, whatever. But yeah, just something crazy to just kind of like step outside of the comfort zone. And in addition to that, see how I can serve others. Like, can I do any of these things with other people? And maybe that creates a new bond. Can I, you know, run my half marathon and then write a devotional about it? I don't know. You know, let's see what this year has to offer. That's the beautiful thing. I don't have to plan it out. I can just go with the flow. I can just do it. And so that's what I've wanted to focus on, I've really prayed over it. I've prayed over it a lot, and the Lord has laid it on my heart, and I'm sharing it with you all. So I encourage you to do the same. Don't forget, when you're focused on your goals, why you're doing what you're doing. Really, really, really ask yourself, hey, before I jump into this, before I take my first few baby steps, am I ready to have this be a sustainable goal? Is this goal brought about by myself, or do I feel like the Lord has laid it on my heart? Have I prayed about it? That's something I constantly have to ask myself. Like, have I prayed about this? Have I prayed about this? Like, I struggle a lot with prayer, just because my mind wanders so much, and I just think and think and think, and oh, what do I need to get at the grocery store? Oh, I wonder what Mom's doing. Oh, there's Boone. Probably should take him out. And then the next thing you know, I'm like either asleep or I've forgotten that I'm in a prayer. So one thing that's really helped me is writing it out. I write out all my prayers, or at least try to. Sometimes I do bullet points. Sometimes they're like notes. Sometimes they're just words. Sometimes I draw pictures. It just depends, but it's really up to you and how you connect. Really explore how you connect with the Lord, how he speaks to you. And it's a journey, because for the longest time, I would hear people talk about like the Lord speaking to them and the Lord laying things on their heart and the Lord like even saying like words to them. And I'm just like, I don't experience any of that. Like, I don't understand. And then I would just kind of leave the thought there. Sink into that. Really understand what you're asking yourself. And then read his word, get closer to him, and I am sure that you will find ways that you connect with him through that. The closer you get to him, the closer you'll understand him, and the closer that you'll understand feelings that you have, gut feelings, emotions, what your heart is telling you. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, it's going to be just a gradual increase all the time. The closer you get to the Lord, the happier you'll be all the time. Some of the hardest seasons of my life are when I was the closest to the Lord. And I think it's a beautiful thing, because he uses those hard times. And with this new year and with these new goals will come hard times. Even if it's the best year of your life, you're going to have seasons of sadness. But you're also going to have seasons of happiness, and you have to know what great things will come out of seasons of sadness, because the Lord isn't going to have this season of sadness and not use it. He's not going to have something, He's not going to have nothing come out of a season of growth or a season of sadness. He's going to use it because he's powerful. I mean, his son literally died on the cross, and it's the greatest thing to happen for us, which just still baffles me to this day. But like, that's an example right there of like pain in the night, joy in the morning, which is what I talked about in, I think it was like the tornado podcast. But yeah, I mean, literally, like, religion is like math. This is, like, so side note, but, like, everything builds on top of each other. Like, everything connects. Wow. Anyways, okay, I'm starting to get off topic. But I really hope you guys got some good nuggets out of this podcast. I really hope that, and I pray that this year is just so great, and that your goals are God-given goals, and I pray that you're able to sustain them and walk with Him through these goals. Set out some guidelines for yourself, but follow His will, follow His plan, follow what He's telling you, and if you don't know how to listen for Him telling you, then get closer to Him and pray for being able to understand how He's speaking to you. Pray for the desire to want to know. Be specific in your prayers. That's one thing that really changed prayer for me, was being specific. And they don't have to be long and drawn out, but really put thought into it. Really, really put thought into it. So yeah, I want to know what your guys' goals are. I want to know what your words are, if you have them. I just want to know. And if you need an accountability buddy, I'm here. We can hold each other accountable. I encourage you to get an accountability buddy if you really want to stick to your goals. Work on yourself, but work on yourself for the Lord, and serve others while you're doing it. I love you all, and have the best 2022. I guess I'll see you guys next year. Yeah, I'll see you guys next year. Wow, that's crazy. This is also, I just want to say, this is the first ever podcast that I've done all in one take without stopping it. So, am I becoming a podcast prodigy? Maybe. I don't really know. Yeah. Anyways, that's that. I think I'm done. Yeah. I never know how to end these things. I start off like goofy, and then I get real serious, and then I'm like, what do I do now? But anyways, I love you all, and I wish I could sit here and, like, look at your faces and talk to you and, like, actually see your faces, but I'm just talking into your ears right now. But whether you've been running or driving or having coffee or laying in your bed or whatever you're doing, I pray and hope and wish that you just really enjoyed these 36 minutes of my little voice speaking into a microphone, and and I hope that you have the best year ever. And I'm going to stop talking now because I keep repeating myself. I love you all, and Jesus loves you, and I will see you guys next year. That's life.